In this session, I'm going to introduce you to the philosophy of the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel is a great circle marked with the cardinal directions that is a map to the four steps to becoming a person of knowledge and power. This is the journey that the shaman undertakes to become a healer, to become a sage. And it's a journey that all of us undertake during the course of our lives. Let me describe it to you. It is an ancient map that we find throughout the Americas that is divided into four corners according to the cardinal points of the compass. The map describes the process to becoming whole, so that we begin by healing ourselves. And remember that the shaman's journey is the journey of the wounded healer, that as we heal ourselves, that which is lived within us as a source of wounding and of pain becomes the basis of our authority, of our compassion, so that I know what it's like for you to hurt because I have hurt. But these wounds no longer live within me. They don't no longer compel me and inform me and propel me to react to certain people in certain ways. These wounds now live within my medicine bag as the source of my strength. As I have healed these wounds, they become the source of my strength within my medicine bag. This is what my medicine is. Classically, this is known as the path of the wounded healer. And the medicine wheel has four paths associated with it. The path of the healer in the south, of the warrior in the west, of the sage or the teacher in the north, and of the visionary or the seer in the east. During the shaman's training, you must visit each one of the directions and complete the training and receive the gifts of each of these four directions, so that in the south you receive the gift of healing and you become healed. In the west, you learn the ways of the peaceful warrior, of the practices of nonviolence. We come into proper relationship with our ancestors. In the north, we become steeped in the medicine teachings, in the wisdom teachings. The north is known as the way of the sage, as the way of that which can be known but not told. And then the east, which is the way of the seer, of the visionary, who dreams the world into being, who tracks the possibilities before looking at the probabilities. But the practical dreamer, the individual who knows that if we don't dream our world into being, that we have to settle for the collective nightmare of history. So the medicine wheel is a very ancient but very practical map. I did not invent it. I rediscovered it, if you would. I rediscovered this ancient map by taking the frayed ends of a tapestry that had been devastated by the conquest, by the arrival of the Spanish, of the missionaries, and reweaving these frayed ends into a coherent map to explore consciousness and healing. So I travel throughout Peru. And even though my studies started in North America with the Shoshone and the Hopi and the Navajo, I realized that the largest Native American group were the Navajo with 300,000 members. And they have been in a reservation for a century and a half. When I got to Peru, I found a country with 26 million people, 25 million of whom were Indians, and it was the white people who lived in reservations. So it's a country in which that was thriving, the traditions were alive, because in North America was settled by the pilgrims who came looking for religious freedom, their religious freedom, but decimated the native populations and the native traditions. In Peru, the conquistadors arrived looking for gold. So they pretty much left the religious traditions intact. And the other thing that brought me down to Peru was my reading on an anthropological journal that the only remaining office of the Spanish Inquisition was operating in Peru. Now, I had assumed that the Inquisition had closed its offices in the 1600s, but the only remaining office in the world was in Peru, still run by the Dominicans, which is the order that captured and had Joan of Arc burnt at the stake. Now, under the name the Office for the Extirpation of Idolatries, still continued existence since the 1500s. And I figured if it was interesting enough for the Inquisition, it's going to be interesting enough for me to do my research. And there's where I discovered the map of that I call the medicine wheel, which are the four steps to becoming a person of knowledge and wisdom. This is a map that can be found throughout the Americas, with different names, with different wheels, with different animals representing the directions. Many parts of North America, you'll find the buffalo, you'll find the mountain lion, the rattlesnake. The important thing here is not the differences between the wheels or the different animals that represent the directions, but that you have a relationship with that organizing principle of the universe. So it's not whether you call it jaguar or mountain lion, but that jaguar come when you call it. So you have an active dialogue with these forces of nature that recognize your voice, that recognize your call, that respond to you. So this is a very ancient practice. And the medicine wheel is a very, very ancient map. The oral tradition says that it's over 100,000 years old. And it's a map that is common throughout the Americas. The original Americans migrated across the Bering Straits, and some settled in North America, some settled in Central America, some settled in South America. We share a common ancestry in the Americas. And it's a map that is animistic, so that when you relate to one of these organizing principles as jaguar, you call, you summon the spirit of jaguar, you're summoning an ancient archetype that has been called and prayed to and provided sustenance and support to many of our ancestors. And that's available to us today, because the archetypes that protect us and that care for us and nurture us are not the European archetypes of our bloodline, but the archetypes of the land, of the canyons, of the rivers, of the forest where we live, of the earth where we live, which is the Americas.